Hey guys, it's time for the Sex and Tell show. And so I have lots of guests today. I have like a whole bunch. Everybody's just partying in here, partially because it's Liz's last day. And if you don't know Liz, you actually do, because she engineers like all of our shows. And so unfortunately, she's not going to be able to engineer any of our shows anymore. And we're sad, but we're happy that she's going to do awesome things. So she's here, and then I have my friend Rachel here, and we have her friend Felicia. And we also have Joe here, who's wrapping up, and Liz's friend Sarah. I got it right. So we're all here, guys. And guess what? We're going to talk about sex today. It's a surprise, I'm sure. I'm sure you're shocked. What is that? But specifically, we're going to talk about sex in the Olympics, and not sex during Olympic events, although I'm sure that happens behind the scenes, because I read an article recently introduced to me by my coworker slash friend, Andrew, about how Olympians have copious amounts of sex all the time during the Olympics, so much so that the people who organize the Olympics have to order an immense amount of condoms. What was it? Like, over like 100,000. I've seen like 100,000 and also like 150,000, depending on what articles you read. And they're also like specifically designed for the Olympics. And they say like London 2012, and they have like the Olympic rings, and it says only for Olympians. And
go for the
gold. Exactly. And yeah, and Felicia said earlier that do you want to lean into the mic a little bit?
TV, there is this one where they're saying how one side is silver and the other side's gold, so you can choose which medal you wanted to go for that day and how your endurance was feeling, basically. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, that's oh my god, I want to see one in real life. I think it would be really hilarious.
I feel really bad for the partner of the person who decides to only go for the silver.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. Definitely. And so I did a little math earlier also, guys. What?
I'm just looking at your computer.
Yes. I have one of the articles. I looked up like 6 articles on this. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I did a little math. And so apparently there's like, what, like 10,000 Olympians? And so then there's like 100,000 condoms or more, which means that they each get like, what is that? Like 10 or something? I read an article that said like 15, though, if it was like 150,000, yeah.
More than they should need.
Does that count masturbation?
Do you masturbate with a condom, Liz?
No.
So you just answered data. Your own question.
I'm just saying we're missing data. We don't know exactly how much sex these people are having.
Oh, I see. You're right.
And if they're having sex unprotected, that's not counted.
Oh, that's true. That's not counted.
Maybe that's why the Olympics are every 4 years. They have time to have babies and then keep working out.
And keep working out. Oh, my God.
It makes so much sense.
Wow. Oh, I never thought of that, actually. But, well, the article that we read said, like, that a lot of Olympians actually, like, marry each other because it works with their schedules and stuff like that. And so...
Like, and so they have someone with the same amount of endurance.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, can you imagine two Olympians having sex? Because that's what I've been thinking about, like, all week. It's two Olympians having sex. Like... I don't know, like,
imagine a gymnast.
That's what I say every time, actually. Like, imagine two gymnasts having sex. Like, that's what's going on right now.
Probably,
lots of gymnasts having sex.
They're so flexible.
Right.
They're probably, like, hanging from, like, ceiling tiles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That would be so much
that's
fun.
That's insane. Oh, my God. That's crazy. I can't imagine. There should be, like, an Olympic... Like
sex position.
Position.
Book.
Exactly.
I like you. I like we read minds here, man.
Oh my god, that would sell. Like, I mean, I would never use it, obviously, because I couldn't. Because I'm not an Olympic gymnast. But like, that would be amazing.
Imagine the positions.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a good coffee table book.
Yes, Olympic sex positions. My coffee table when
we're,
I'm older.
We're going
is
for the
so,
gold.
We're going for the gold.
That could be the title. Go for the gold. Oh my god.
We need to market this like right away, guys. Like right now.
Everyone out there, yeah, you can't take our idea yet.
No.
We patent
fact,
it right
already,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and something interesting we were talking about earlier Liz and Sarah, and also Rachel, and maybe you were talking about this too. I don't know. Maybe we're all thinking about it. But there's a question about whether it's okay to have sex before your event, or whether you should have it after your event, or whether it doesn't matter. Or
I don't think there's any controversy here. I mean, I think that you need to have sex afterward. There's no way that you should be having sex before a major event.
You know, I've been thinking about it a lot, though, and, like, sex is such, like, a stress reliever and, like, anxiety reducer that it seems like you would want to have sex right before your event.
But then you'd use your own energy, you know? Like, you got to save your energy for, like, when you're swimming and, like, you need all as much strength as possible, so you're not going to be doing the crazy moves. If anything, it's just going to be, like, missionary or something basic.
Okay, that's valid. That's a valid point. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, see, like, I'm leaning towards, like, it's okay to have sex. I mean, they do anyway, but, like, that it's okay to have sex before your event because, like, it relieves stress. But it also, I think, depends on your personality, because maybe you need that, like, anxiety to do well, because some people are like that, and some people need to be relaxed. So, like, I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
But also that would involve anxiety in the act of sex, right? Because
you,
need to be somewhere at a certain time, right?
It's not like you have to have sex during your event.
No, not during the event, but that would make an interesting Olympics.
Oh, there is a sex Olympics, though.
Where?
I don't know.
We found it on Wikipedia the other day.
I could be an Olympian?
You could. We can all be Olympians, guys.
Going for the gold.
Going for the gold. Yeah. Sex in the Olympic Villas, Year of the Sex Olympics. It is a 1968 television play, but no, it's like a real thing.
Wasn't it on the BBC?
Yeah, it would be in the 60s, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be in the 60s. Yes. Wait. Who will win the Sex Olympics? Wait, I think that this is not what I'm looking for.
I would. Come on, why are you Googling us? I would win.
Felicia
would
win. Felicia wins.
Obviously.
Well, this is why we need to have the Olympics.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Year of the Sex Olympics. Year of the Sex Olympics is a 1968 television play by BBC. First broadcast on BBC Two as part of Theater 625. Let's see. La, la, la.
Well, why don't we take it from the stage and make it a reality?
Yeah, just that's saying. What I'm saying. Yeah.
Let's just
I
want to
know the rules.
The rules?
We make our own.
Oh, my God. That'd be interesting. Like, I mean, maybe each position would be like a different event. There'd be a lot of events. Or then there'd be like, it'd be like swimming kind of, because then you can go through like different like positions.
Strokes.
The medley. Yeah, you need to do a medley. Could be one of the events.
Exactly.
Four different
sex
positions.
Sex medley.
What about the relay?
Oh! Oh my God.
We're going to make so much money.
You know, me and my friends right now are playing this game that we came up with called Gay Porn or the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And where you just take a screenshot of your TV and send it to your friend and say, is this gay porn or is it the Olympics? And you can't tell.
Yeah,
you can't tell.
Like that one you showed me? Like, I'm not convinced it's the Olympics.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so la la la. So, what else? I was going to say so many things, and they've all left my brain.
You know what Felicia told me today was that some of the Olympians are missing their events because they're too hungover.
Oh, right.
Did you hear about that?
I mean, I heard when you told me, like.
Oh.
But besides that,
right.
No. But besides that, I didn't.
Yeah, my brother was actually telling me about it, that like the Olympians go there just to party so hardcore that some people actually miss their events.
That's okay. If there are any Olympians out there doing that and they're listening to my show, I don't know why you'd be listening to my show. That's really lame.
Is
don't
there
do
more
that.
Of a prevalence for certain countries? Like, are the Germans mostly missing their events?
Germans
I have
don't
no
miss
idea.
Stuff.
Germans drink a lot of beer.
I can
that
tell
doesn't
you this
mean they
much.
Miss their stuff.
China ain't
Let's
missing
do it drunk.
Them.
Yeah, China.
China won't miss theirs. They want their gold.
Yeah, that's interesting. It makes you. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the article that we were reading was saying like which groups are like the most heavy partiers. Like,
yeah.
What was it like the
soccer players, right?
Soccer players.
Because soccer's first,
Women's
right?
Soccer players are apparently like huge.
Yeah.
Like, into partying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And same with, like, I think, what was it, men's swimming?
Right, because those are, like,
the first set of Olympics, so why not? You're there for another 2 weeks. Why not get it on with other Olympians?
Yeah.
Ryan Rockdy's probably getting so much action right now.
I would give it to him. Shoot. He's gorgeous. Have you looked at that guy in his little tiny bathing suit? Mm. Just saying.
Oh, and also, another layer to this is the article we were reading about, like, all of, like, the out Olympians.
Yeah.
They are having the most sex out of anyone, I assure you.
There's, oh, have they told sure. you, Heidi?
Yes.
There's only,
I know,
okay.
I know all okay. of them. There's, I know all of the queers in the world, Liz.
I mean, the list that we found of, like, the out Olympians or whatever, there's only 21 of them.
Yeah.
And that's including all the gay guys and all the lesbians in one list together.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is a very limited pool of people.
Well, the other thing is, too, though, is the show I was watching where they were talking about the partying, and then they showed, like, the gold and silver condoms. They were saying how, like, basically a lot of, like, gay guys are rooming together now, and their condoms were the first to go. So, just saying.
Oh, clever boys.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, after you, like, if you lose an event, you have so much aggression, like, you're so angry at yourself, you gotta take it out somewhere. Like, why not? Have some rough sex afterwards.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Good for them.
If you can't win the gold, you might as well go for it somewhere else.
Liz looks like she's pondering something.
Yeah, but I think I know the answer. I mean, I was wondering whether, like, losing sex, like, losing rough sex or celebratory sex would be better.
Oh.
I mean, sex is good either way, but celebratory sex would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it would be, yeah. Because then you're already on, like, a high, so then you're like, I'm the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be really, really funny, though, is if someone's, like, going at it with a guy or, like, a girl, and they just won the gold, and then their partner's like, yeah, you may have won gold there, but you are certainly not gold here.
Oh.
That's how terrible sad. Would that be? That wouldn't happen to any of us, though, because we're all gold sex Olympians.
Sex Olympians, yeah. Right here. I should rename my show. We sex are Olympians. The sex Olympians. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to play a song for you, okay, guys?
Yay.
So there you go.
I put my dues time after time. To my sentence, but committed no crime, and bad mistakes, yeah, I've made a few. I've had my share. We're
And we're back.
We are the Sex Olympians of the world.
We scored a 6.9. It's the only, that's a high score here.
6.9. That's good. Good job. Good job, ladies.
Winning.
Oh, my God. Wait, what were we even going to talk about? We did just decided.
We were going to talk about how in the article it was talking about this, whoever was being interviewed, some guy was like, well, in the Olympic Village, it doesn't matter if, you know, if their body is, if the face is a 7 because the body's a 20.
Oh, right.
You know,
yes.
Like, it's the most beautiful bodies in the whole world in one building together.
Yeah.
So well, that's something's wrong. Bound to happen.
By that's one wrong because we're not there.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly.
By one standard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liz, for the correction.
Yeah. That's an interesting. That is a really interesting point because, like,
there are definitely some butter faces there.
Butterface?
What is a butterface?
What, yeah, seriously, what is a butterface?
Like, oh, they're so sexy. But her face
is awful. Thank you for understanding that.
I see.
It's one of those things where you want to wake up in the morning and not see their face type deal. She's a butterface. Everything's great, but her face.
Well, I guess the Olympians don't care.
No, yeah, it doesn't matter when it comes to athleticism.
Yeah.
No.
When you're trapped in one building with the same people for 3 weeks, I think that you start to not care towards the end.
Probably not, yeah. That's probably a good guess. I think it would be interesting, like, I don't know, like, if you were a young person, like, I mean, 16-year-olds are allowed to go there. Like, do they expect this, or is this a shock to them?
Imagine the 15-year-olds. It's even worse.
There are 15-year-olds?
Yeah,
there
are. A couple of the Olympians. As long as you turn 16 in the year of the Olympics, you qualify.
Oh.
There are 15-year-old girls there. Could you imagine, like, what if one of the guys didn't realize that girl was 15?
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
God.
And you know that's got to happen because those girls don't look like they're 15.
No, they don't.
And you don't assume that somebody in the Olympic Village is only 15 years old.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God.
Ew. Creeper.
That is.
Maybe they talk ahead of time.
Like a Facebook
Except, you know what the article said? The article said that one of the greatest challenges in the Olympic Village is to try to have sex with somebody who doesn't speak your language.
Oh,
right,
good
point.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah,
that's
the
like
place.
Ultimate going for the gold.
Right, yeah, that's what the article said. There was like, Olympians like a challenge.
Yeah, how do you pick somebody up who speaks a different language? You just do it by not
a lot of body language.
Yeah. Body language. You like this down here?
Then
wow,
go for it.
Wow, see. Wow, see.
Of course, go for the French.
Hey, it's the only other language I really know.
What else was I going to say? La la la. Oh yeah, actually I was reading another article that nope, I'm losing my train of thought. I was really close.
That's
well,
what
I
the
was talking
Olympian
to,
said.
That's what the Olympian said. Sounds like my first time. darn it, I had it and then I was talking to other people. Okay, so we were really surprised about this. We, like, flipped out.
Yeah, we kind of freaked out a lot.
Like, a lot. Like, I screamed, probably.
Yeah, I think I did, too.
Yeah.
So what is it? Come on, guys.
Okay,
the suspense is killing me.
Well, no, just, like, this in general, this whole topic, I was just like, I had no idea. But then I talked to other people. They're like, yeah, why not?
Come on, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about sex in the Olympics!
Why not?
Oh, I thought you were, like, epiphany of some other article you read. I was like, wait, what?
Okay, in general. No. Okay, let's
step back.
Sima.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe this is a surprise to us that Olympians have lots of sex at the Olympics, but I talked to a lot of people about this because I was really excited about it. I've been thinking about it, and nobody was really surprised. Hmm. Like, everybody I talked to was like, oh, yeah, of course they do.
I mean...
Of course I know that.
They gotta release some way or another. Why not with each other?
I would not have expected it either.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
I just totally didn't expect it.
Yeah,
it's not part of your regimen.
But I mean, that's like asking
a regimented
someone
schedule.
To not have sex for 3 weeks. I feel like that's asking
it's not
a lot.
Like, it's not
you
like...
have asked them to not have sex for the past, like, 4 years. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. I'm sure they haven't not had sex for 4 years.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that we're thinking that they don't have sex. We just don't think about sex at all in regards to Olympians. Mm, you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Right. I don't think about them having
especially
sex with
gymnasts.
Each other.
Yeah. Because they're stunted in their development. What is with that, too, by the way?
Who?
They're so small.
Right? Gymnasts
they're
are
like,
stunted
they're all
in their
16.
Development.
They're all, like, 4 feet tall.
Oh,
except
really?
For, they're all, like, buff, like, bodybuilders. But their upper bodies are...
Their upper bodies also never contain breasts.
Yeah,
that's true.
Breasts are primarily fat.
Hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Well, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good point. Well,
yeah. I don't know. It's funny that we, like, don't think about that. I guess unless you, like, think about, like, things in the context of sex always.
But,
like,
I mean...
Maybe you...
What like about the people who imagine Olympians while they're, you know, doing it at home? You know, people idolize that kind of stuff.
They imagine Olympians?
I mean, haven't you ever masturbated and thought about someone?
Well, yes, but not specifically an Olympian.
Oh.
Well, Felicia's just like, well, that's my entire life there, so... Posters of Olympians all over her room.
You know.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, think about, like, the Olympians, like, having sex with each other, especially, like, I mean, I never thought about, like, I don't know, like, a Chinese gymnast having sex with, like, a German swimmer, you know?
Whoa.
It's like, you just don't, like, make the connection, like, between countries and, like, across, like, events, you know? Yeah. I never, like, think of them, like, hanging out together /, like, having sex, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, they all are just, like, I don't know, I feel like we put them on a pedestal, so then they're, like, demigods, essentially. And so then it's like,
ooh, Michael Phelps, ooh, Ryan Lochte.
Right. It's not like we think about...
Is that who you think about? Ayo!
Those are the only Olympians that I, like, know their names. But apparently, Sean Johnson is, like, starting this, like, super cute relationship with this other Olympian.
Really?
Yeah, it was in that one article that we were reading.
Sean Johnson is an American?
Yeah, she's an American.
And who
a gymnast.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
In the couple.
I don't remember who the other person was.
Oh,
from a different
country. Taylor Finney. Yeah, Taylor Finney.
From where?
From... he's American.
Okay, yeah, so I was wondering why we are talking about a Chinese person getting together with, like, an Argentinian or whatever.
Well, why not?
Well, does it happen? Is it less likely to happen? Or, since they're all together... Do you expect that to happen?
I feel like I would expect that to happen. I feel like you would have sex with as many people as possible and across every quarter.
Like
maybe
it's their own little...
Why not?
What? Maybe... Isn't that the point of this whole thing?
No, that is not the point of the Olympics.
In order to
have sex with as many people as possible from as many countries as possible.
But maybe that's their own personal Olympic game. Who can get laid by the most foreigners?
I'm just saying, perhaps we're making assumptions and...
Perhaps.
Although they may be having lots of sex because there are 150,000 condoms that they apparently bring home.
Which is all gone by now. Did you hear that? They have to order more because all their condoms are gone?
Oh my God. Get it.
Yeah. That's a lot of sex. That's like 150,000 bones in less than a week.
When we were talking about this earlier, it could be just souvenirs.
Right.
Maybe people are hopeful. Maybe they take a purse full of condoms and they're like, oh, I didn't get to use these.
You know what the article said, like, you know, Olympians have so much trouble trying to find, like, a partner or somebody outside of the Olympics because their schedules are so crazy. They wake up at, like, 6 a.m. to go work out all day until 5 p.m. Who's going to understand that you know? Nobody understands that except for another Olympian.
Yeah.
And so that's why they all get laid during the Olympics.
With each other.
Yeah.
Because they're the only people to understand.
Yeah. And not only like have sex, obviously, because that's what we're talking about, but like a lot of Olympians form relationships with each other and get married to each other. Like that all happens like at the Olympics, or they make babies, like we were talking about.
Oh my God, a super athletic baby!
You know what? I bet their babies probably. You know that whole theory though, like two hot people getting together, like they make the most gorgeous baby. I bet their baby probably. This sounds terrible to say, but what if their baby's not cute?
Then that'd be fine.
That's.
But I mean, like, you'd have such high expectations.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I mean,
you know, there was a child of Olympians on America's Got Talent recently, and she's a singer, and she's the daughter of FloJo and some other Olympic track runner that like got together at the Olympics, I guess, and then had a kid, and so that's her, and she was like on America's Got Talent. She's like, no, I don't run track. I'm a singer.
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh, a caller. Oh, man. Hello? You guys talk amongst yourselves. This is the first time this has ever happened.
Hello? Hello?
Who could it be?
Hey, turn off your mic, Heidi.
Okay. All right. Cinnamon, do you mind letting
them in.
Okay. wasn't a real caller. It's okay.
Maybe it's because our listeners don't know the phone number, which is 734-763-3500 if you do want to talk about sex in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that one more time?
734-763-3500.
You should call us and give us your opinion.
Except that we only have 3 more minutes, so you
But that's fine.
Be fast.
Yeah, if you call now. Come on. Sprint to the phone.
No foreplay. Just do it.
No foreplay.
Just go for the gold.
You know the Shawn Johnson thing, though, was that, what was it? It was last Olympics in Beijing.
It. Yeah.
It okay. was, the guy was, like, in the room above her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah. Okay, so... in Beijing, Taylor Finney was 18 years old and then tossed Shawn Johnson a prohibited Snickers bar. She was a superstar, Finney says, of the then 16-year-old, and was a lowly, and I was a lowly cyclist with a massive crush. After Johnson won gold and moved to a hotel with her parents, Finney moved his courtship to the lobby where they closed some blinds and had a quote unquote kissing session. But Finney's long trip to first base may have also derailed his meddling hopes. This is going to sound stupid, but I almost forgot I had the race. Which,
so cute.
Yeah, that's really cute.
I wonder if he's bringing her more Snickers bars.
Ooh.
Love at first
oh my God.
Sight.
Oh my God.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Second Tell Show.
So what event is Finney involved in?
He's a cyclist.
And then what is the other person involved in?
She's a gymnast.
And they're both from which country?
America.
Huh?
Yeah.
See?
No.
True.
You're not on air right now.
True. Well,
do you have a way to put
Yeah, it's
on
totally
air?
Fine. Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Oh, Heidi's on it.
I'm so curious.
I know. Heidi, tell us what's going on.
What are they talking about?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the question
Snicker?
is, if there are any instances of anybody skinny dipping in the Olympic pool or having sex in the pool.
Oh,
that would
my
be awesome.
God.
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
You just
question.
Gave me the best
Thank
idea
you.
Ever.
Thank you very much, caller.
No, that's a great one. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Can you be? Can you go with us to the Olympic pool and you can be a sex Olympian with us?
It.
Can he be a set? He or Wait. She be a sex Olympian with us, and we can do it first.
Yeah.
So, maybe we could take water samples from the pool, and then
test for semen.
Yes. And how many different
topless?
People
Wait,
did that
swimmers?
Semen come from?
The swimmers are
There's
going topless. Is that what you said?
Though. There's a lot of chlorine.
Swimmers topless.
Oh, soccer.
Are there any bottomless swimmers?
I'd
oh,
be
that's
game
cool.
for that.
Yeah.
I know you
oh,
would.
Yeah. well, actually, I
you
have
go
to,
for the
I
gold.
To,
I go for the gold.
For the
There's
show.
No silver with me.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
That is so funny. I never thought about people like having sex in the Olympic pool. Though that would be such a great bucket list activity.
Dude, did you know there's like the Olympic pool in like Denver, Colorado? I went to it one time, but obviously I didn't have sex in it. But new bucket
list.
Let's go to the Olympic pool in Denver, Colorado
and have lots
laid.
Of sex.
And have lots of sex in the pool.
Lots of sex in that pool. Okay. New bucket list.
New bucket list.
We should make an Olympian... Sex Olympian bucket list.
Probably. Well, we should probably close up now so that Sarahman can do her show. But thank you so much for coming on. It was super, super fun. And
super.
I hope you guys learned a lot about Olympians. And I hope you go think about that some more.
Go for the
by
gold
yourselves.
Tonight.
Go
yeah,
for the gold.
Go
Even if it's by yourself,
Village
go for the gold.
Get a lot
All right.
of sex.
Yes. See you guys.